Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to the prayer service for Wednesday, December 14th in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Let's pray. Thank you for bringing the First Baptist family together this evening for another Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, you've promised us that where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us this evening. Heavenly Father, open our hearts and minds to receive you. Heavenly Father, let a prayer touch someone's heart on the line tonight. We ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Heavenly Father, thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Johnny Bennett.
I am reading from Psalm 121, 1 through 8. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Reginald Hardman.
Good evening, Church. Would you play with me? Pray with me, please. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. First, we want to thank you for your darling son, Jesus. Will you allow it to hang on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins? We thank you, Lord, for taking care of all of us. Some people are having problems today. There's a storm going across this nation, tornadoes and snow and winds and rain and floods. But you have it all under control. You know exactly what's going on. Lord, we know that you will keep your people safe. You will bless them even in the midst of a storm. And we want to say thank you, Father, for looking over us, for watching over us, for helping us, for causing us to be able to go through the storm, taking care of us all day, all evening, all night. Father, we know you're blessing us as only you can. Jesus, working miracles. And we thank you for such. We thank you, Father, because we know we have not been perfect. We have said things that may have been hurtful to somebody. We have done things that we shouldn't have done. We have even had bad thoughts. Father, we ask you to forgive us for all of that. We know, Father, that you know all about us. The things we try to do right, the things that we do wrong, and we ask for forgiveness, and you're faithful to forgive us. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have given us to manage while we're here in this life. We say thank you, God. We love you. Thank you for the people who have crossed our paths, who have helped us along the way. Thank you for the opportunity to help others. So thank you, Father, for healing our bodies when we were weak and sick and diseased. You cured it all up. And we say thank you. Sometimes it didn't cure. And you call people to go home with you. They left loved ones behind. The loved ones feel sorrowful for them. But Father, we know you know how to comfort us. We thank you for that also, Lord. Thank you for our church family. Thank you for all those people who have walked through our doors. Thank you for those people who you have signed to start First Baptist Church over 159 years ago. He said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the pastor that we currently have. Father, we know he's not going to be here as pastor much longer. But we say thank you for the one you are going to send our way. Father, we ask you to continue to bless us, First Baptist Church, as only you can. We love you, Lord. We praise and lift you up. Thank you for this ministry who you have orchestrated and allowed to broadcast to many people, members of our church, not members of our church. We thank you for those dedicated souls who come Wednesday after Wednesday to make sure we're able to carry this mission out. We say thank you. Lord, we love you. We praise and honor you. We lift up your name. There's so much I want to say, Father, but you know what's in my heart. And I say thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, church family, friends, and members. As I pray this corporate prayer, let us all reflect on this past year. And Father, I come this evening giving you praise and thanks, thanking you for another day of your mercy and grace and for bringing us safely through this day. Thanking you for our family and friends and neighbors, O Lord, and their safety and well-being. As we look over this this past year, this 348 days that you have blessed us to see, I give you honor and praise. For some of us have been through so much. We had medical problems. You brought us through. We had legal problems. You blessed us that we have come through that. We had family problems that you have blessed us to make it through, oh Lord. I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Knowing, oh Lord, that it is only through you that we are still here. We are still functioning. And I just say thank you for that. Praying for my church family, each and every one. Praying for those that are sick and shut in. And those that are under the shadow of bereavement. I just say thank you, Lord, giving you praise and honor for what you have blessed us with, what you have brought us through. Praying for those people that are homeless and out on the street tonight, oh Lord. Bless them and keep them, and that someone will see about them. Just saying thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace upon us all. Thanking you for First Baptist Church and its existence. Thanking you for all that you have blessed us with. I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you. If I had 1,000 tongues, I could not thank you enough. Giving you praise and honor, I say thank you and amen and amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Bria Cunningham, who is the granddaughter to Deaconess June Cunningham and a very dedicated and dependable young adult.
say yes, you will. Look at somebody and say, I know that you will. I know that you will.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight just to say thank you, God. Lord, thank you for breathing life into us another day. Lord, thank you for your sustained grace and mercy. I pray over everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight on this line. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God. Keep us wrapped up in you, wrapped up in the Holy Spirit. Protect us from seen and unseen dangers. And I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless this church. And we give your name the glory, Lord. We give your name the honor and the praise. For there is none like you. Again, I say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would like to say good evening again, everyone. I pray that everyone has had a blessed week so far. I greet you with the joy of Jesus Christ. I know that I'm having a blessed week because tomorrow is my last day of work before our winter break. For those who don't know, I am a pre-K teacher, and it's hard, y'all. I teach four-year-olds, and these four-year-olds these days are different. So I ask that you keep me in your prayers, for it has been nothing but the grace of God that has been getting me through. I give all honor and praise to him for allowing me this blessed opportunity to share my testimony with you all about how God has for sure made a way for me. As I have gotten older and as each day has gone by that God has given me, I have felt this desire and this need and this want to grow closer to him. I find myself praying more and studying his word more and more. And with this, the Lord has been blessing me in so many ways. One way God has been showing up in my life is allowing me to reconnect with my siblings. Yeah, I said siblings. I'm sure most of you know that I have grown up as an only child, but I do have four sisters and brothers. Being that my siblings and I, excluding my older brother, were adopted, we were not able to grow up together and not able to get to know each other well. My older brother was incarcerated when I was around 5 years old, which put a strain on our relationship. So when I was 3 weeks old, my grandmother sacrificed her good retirement years and thought it not robbery to adopt me as her own. So I want y'all to imagine for a second. Imagine all of your kids are grown, they are out of the house, they have started their own families. You on your way to retirement, and Jesus comes to you and asks you to start all over again. But I do not take her sacrifice for granted. I thank God daily for her, for everything she has done and is doing for me. For the Lord knows that without her, I don't know how my life would have turned out. I forget the year, but it was about 12 to 15 years ago when I was a youth missionary and I competed in the District Federation of Young People's Oratorical Contest, in which I did come in second place. Thank you. And shout out to Ms. Hawthorne, Mrs. Denard, and Mrs. DeBose for encouraging me through that process. Though I'm not going to read that speech tonight, there was a part of it that consisted of me talking about wanting to reunite with my siblings. Over the past 26 years of my life, I was able to see one of my sisters one time when I was 11. And when I was about six or so, my dad and I had an opportunity to visit with my younger brother through an adoption service downtown, and we visited him. But, of course, that's barely enough time that I was able to have with my brother and my sister. But all glory and praise goes to God, because since then, I have actually been reunited with three out of my four siblings. My older brother, his name is Gary Cunningham Jr. He's about 39 years old now, and he's now home with us. and we talk, and he comes around often to help my mother and I. My sisters, they are twins, actually, and they are about 33 years old, and their names are Brandy and Toya. We were able to come together when our biological mother passed away about 4 years ago, but I do thank God that we had an opportunity to come together, although it was under those circumstances. My sisters have since been relocated to Atlanta, but we are still very much in contact. Just recently, they told me that they were going to be up here for Christmas, so praise God for that. I do ask you guys for prayer over my younger brother. His name is Devin. I have a brother that's younger than me. He's probably about 24 years old. We have not connected yet, so I ask you all to pray for us that he will be reunited with us soon. I thank and I praise the Lord for this monumental moment in my life. Church, I do want you to know that if we just trust in the Lord and believe in his word, God can and God will do some amazing things in our lives. The Bible says in Psalms 37, verse 4, to take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Church family, remember to put God first in any and everything that you do. I encourage you to stay prayed up and stay steadfast in his word and watch him turn your dreams into a reality. God bless you all. Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Amen. Amen, Sister Bria Cunningham. What a wonderful message. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for letting us know a little bit about you, opening up. We truly appreciate, love everything that you've shared with us tonight, and we're going to open the lines for 20 seconds so we can show you just how much we appreciate and love you. The lines are open for 20 seconds.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Bria. Thank you. Awesome job.
I'm just so proud of Sister Bria. I remember when she was just a little Girl Scout ripping and running through First Baptist. So it's just so amazing to see how well she's developed and developed in the Lord. You know, our young people these days seem to think that they don't need anyone but themselves. So it's just so refreshing to see one of our own recognize that she would be lost if it had not been for the love of God. So I have a few announcements to make. One, I just want to remind you that we are preparing for a celebration. We're preparing for our pastor's appreciation and birthday gala on March 17th, 6 p.m. at Martin's Crosswinds. And a member of the commemoration committee will be available at the conclusion of this Sunday's worship service to receive your payments for ads for our keepsake souvenir journal and installments or full payments for your gala tickets. The deadline for the ad is December 31st. Please be advised that we must have your artwork and your payment by the stated deadline. All tickets must be paid in full by February 12, 2023. If you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to Sister Dana Anderson. That number is 202-524-0749. Again, Sister Anderson's number is 202-524-0749. I also want to remind you that there is a call scheduled, a Zoom call scheduled on Tuesday, December 19th at 7 p.m. for all of you who wish to assist with your expertise, experience, knowledge, and wisdom to help our youth ministry. If you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to Sister Karima Robinson and Brother Leroy Wade. We also want to remind you that one of our very own youth, Naya Spann, who was the daughter of Deacon Thomas and Deaconess Sharon Spann, will be traveling with her scholars program to Vietnam on January 13th through the 20th. Then 2 days later, she will be traveling to Paris to study abroad until mid-May 2023. Please pray for her and all of our young people as they venture near and far to take advantage of the wonderful opportunities that God has so graciously blessed them to have. We will now proceed with remarks and prayers by our very own Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God again for another blessed experience of coming together as a church family in this moment and time of prayer. Our hearts have been inspired, and we have drawn really closer to God and to His will and way. We certainly appreciate the testimony, the witness, the inspirational moments given to us by Bria Cunningham. We thank God for her and what God has done for her. We thank God for all of the participants in the services tonight, and your contribution has meant much to us, as well as all of you who thought it not robbery to join us again in this prayer hour. And we are certainly grateful that God has moved in and among us and has allowed us to share together. And all those persons that's responsible for putting together this weekly prayer experience, you are to be commended, and we certainly thank God for each one of you. We want to encourage you, all of us, to continue to praise the Lord and to come together in prayer, and we look forward to your being with us on this coming Sunday, December 18th, when we will have our men's emphasis worship during this Advent season. And we trust that you will make a special point to take advantage of the hybrid services that we have each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. This coming Sunday, the preacher for the occasion will be the Reverend Osezi Mary, the associate minister at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, will be with us at that time. And let us make a special effort and plans to be there, that we might continue to praise and worship God together. And then we want to remind you to be with us on the following Sunday, which is Christmas Day. And we trust that you will make a special effort to be present at 10 a.m., where we will have our hybrid services as well on December the 21st. Christmas comes on Sunday this year. Let's make a special effort to be here, be there. And then on Christmas Eve, though, that Saturday, December 24th, We will have a theatrical presentation at 8 p.m. online, online only. The Hawthorne Players and our music ministry will present a presentation countdown to Christmas. And we trust that you're going to take advantage of that opportunity on Christmas Eve at 8 p.m. You can go to the First Baptist website, any one of the platforms, and get on, and you'll be able to share and participate in that wonderful and blessed experience. And then we want to call your attention to the New Year's Eve and Watch Night blessings. We trust that you will make a special effort to be in this Watch Night service. It's going to be totally virtual on December the 31st at 11:30 p.m. We ask you to tune in to our prayer line that you're on right now, and you'll be able to listen to us share in that hour at 11:30 to 12:15. We will be sharing in that service of blessing, and I trust that you will make sure that you make an effort to be a participant in that experience in prayer. Please pray for our sick and shut in, as well as the bereaved persons among us. Let us make sure that we do all that we can to be supportive of each one of them. Let us now pause for our prayer requests. 20 seconds. The lines will be open that you might be able to share your prayer request, any special prayer request. 20 seconds.
We're going to try this one more time, so please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Satan is very busy, and he attempts to destroy our opportunity to address and to reach God. But God knows what's in our hearts, and he also knows every cry that we have, however tender. However Satan may attempt to block it, we know that God is still on the throne and that he hears us all. We come now, God, to say thank you for hearing the cries of your children, the pleas. We know that you know all about us. You know what we need of before we even ask it. So we don't even need to ask. But we come before you, God, because you have called us to come, and we are there. We are here, oh God, seeking your divine blessings, seeking your care and your keeping power. Hear, O God, that healing and deliverance and hope may take place. We thank you for your divine blessings upon each one of us. We ask, O God, that you would be with your children, because we need you each and every day. We thank you for every care and every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health, O God. We thank you for your keeping grace. We thank you, O God, for salvation. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blessing of the season, O God. We thank you for what you have done in our lives. We thank you, O God, for how you have kept us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, how you've been good to us in spite of ourselves, O God, and how you have blessed us, O God, because you are just God and good to us. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your power, O God. We thank you for all that you provide for us each and every day. We thank you for deliverance from the pit of sin and from the trial and the headaches and the difficulties that has come our way, O God. We just draw close to you. And then, O God, we ask thy blessings upon First Baptist. You know all about us, O God. You've been watching over us for 159 years, O God. And we thank you for your keeping grace and how you enable us to come through the trials, the difficulties, the hurts, the confusion. Oh, the doubts and the fears, O God. And we asked, O God, that you would indeed continue to sustain us. Bless this world, O God. Bless the leaders in the world. Bless the conditions in the world. O God, draw nigh upon us day by day. And now, God, we come with a special blessing, a special prayer for Bria Cunningham. We thank you, O God, for allowing her to grow up in the fellowship and the caring grace of these, your servants, in First Baptist. We thank you for her mother, O God. We thank you, O God, for her, for the keeping blessings that you have bestowed upon her. And we thank you tonight, O God, for her testimony, for her drawing close to you and being near you and learning to love you. We thank you for it, O God. And we now ask, O God, that you will continue to bless her, that she would have peace of mind, peace of heart, that she would grow stronger in your name, stronger in your word, stronger in your spirit, that she would be used in a special way for your glory and your honor. And then we thank you for all the other children and all the other young people that you have allowed First Baptist to touch, O God. And we asked, O God, that you would bless them with power, grace, deliverance, and strength to do your holy and divine will. And now, God, we ask your blessings upon each person on this prayer line. You know all about us, O God. You know our hurts and our pains. You know our doubts and our fears. You know where we have faltered and where we have failed. Help us to grow closer and closer to you. Help us to be the people that you want us to be. Put joy and love in our hearts that we might be able to share it with other people. You know all about us, O God. And we just ask that you would help us to grow in your likeness and in your power. Keep us and sustain us each and every day. We are here because we love you, God. We are here because we need you, God.
We're here, oh God, because we find strength, renewal, and peace. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his blessed peace. Amen. Amen.